significance does the first day of PADS have for you? What do you get out of it?
I tell you, first day of PADS is always really the most exciting. Everybody gets the PADS back on. You get out of the shorts. A lot of times personalities change when you put the PADS on. You start running into each other full speed. There's a little bit of difference.
What's that? What personality changes that you're seeing?
Well, you see toughness. You know, toughness is a talent for us. And, you know, the speed, the recognition, the game speeds up. All of a sudden you get hit in the mouth a few times. Can you remember to play? You know, things like that really are important in your development.
Seeing some of the young guys like Markel and Eddie get out there with the first team defense, what are you seeing out of them just getting kind of into the flow of things? Obviously, Eddie not being able to practice earlier.
Right. They're continuing their growth. You know, we really like what we see so far. I think today in PADS was really important for us to see how physical they can be, how they can react from getting hit a few times, if they can with the PADS and the extra weight on their backs, can they play tired, can they think tired, so many different things of their growth and a lot of information that we get from the film that we watch.
Is Eddie pretty much caught up? Is Eddie pretty much caught up from what he missed in the offseason? That's a problem.
Oh yeah, He's he's been a student of the game. I think he understands how to get lined up. He understands the blocking schemes. He understands how to get on edges. The things that we drafted him for, we're very happy with what we have. And he jumped right in, no problem.
Can you talk a little about the James Kauser kid from Southern Utah High School? What's he like?
Oh, he's amazing. He's that guy that's always in your face. He's always in the right place. He's always available, and he's extremely bright. And he knows how to react under all situations. I can't find his weakness yet. He's all over the place.
Is that maybe why? I mean, you look at Southern Utah and Cedar City, Utah, and he's here in the NFL.
Well, right.
Maybe because of that smarts.
Well, you know, he has a combination. He has the size, the smarts. He's available, and you can never overlook him. He's always there. Well, I don't have to. That's the great thing about it. It's open competition. The guys are really working hard, really pleased with what we see, but we don't have to make a decision. Absolutely, we aren't going to make a decision. They are going to make the decision on how they play and our evaluation of them.
How much does not being there or on the field hurt Gary on? And with today's news, are you worried it's a longevity thing that you might not see him for a while? How much is it hurting him only being able to watch?
Well, I think any football player, what they do is play ball. And the only place they have to get better is on the field. So I don't think anyone's going to get better by not playing. You know, I'm the coach. So when they show up, I'm ready to coach them. And that's all I have to say about it.
What have you noticed about how Markel has been able to process information? That's such an important aspect of where he plays. How's he done from a mental standpoint and then being able to apply it?
Yeah, he's Markel's he's a natural. He's played that middle linebacker for his whole football career, big, the way you like him, big shoulders, long, really loves contact. You can't give him enough work. He's always asking for more. He's very coachable. Really like his development at this point. All we've asked him to do is what he has been doing is shorts and T-shirts. Now today, the first day in PADS. Now we've asked him to show us a little bit more on the physical side, and he's done that. And we are very happy with the development and where he is at this point.
One of the reasons for optimism on this defense.
After last season, the secondary seemed to catch a lot of criticism for the explosive plays, they like to say. Have you seen a difference in the way that they like maybe say a chip on their shoulder from the cornerbacks in particular about taking that to heart?
Well, I don't think anybody, whether it's a secondary or whether it's a D-line or linebackers, wants to be the reason why they have more explosives. I think we all have our stats. We all watch the things that we need to work on. We've done a few things very well. We've done a few things not as well. And I think that as you go into the evaluation and you look at yourselves and how do you improve it, certainly our secondary, certainly this things in the D-line, I think across the board, we're always trying to improve. The things that we weren't as well on and things that we are getting better at, I think that to answer your question, of course they'd have a little chip on the shoulder, yeah, sure.
One of the reasons for optimism of the defense was to have a healthy Mario Edwards Jr. this year.
Right.
Obviously him not being out here, just kind of how is he handling that and you know, how optimistic are you that you know, you'll be able to have him?
Well, it's only been a couple days. Yeah. It's still really early in the process. At the same time, we have the ability to develop our depth. you know, guys behind them, the younger guys that really want to show up, the guys that we're going to have to depend on in a great rotation. And I think that we know with Mario, you know what you're getting. Again, you want to continue to develop him, but he's a really good athlete, plays really hard. And I think that once he decides or once his body gets in a position that he can play, you know, he'll be ready to go. But right now, it's still early.
Autry's a guy who a couple years ago really had a real solid year. In yeah. Last year, he was playing with that club on his hand. I don't know if he ever really got into the
right
as well as he did the year before. As you see him now, do you think we'll see a return to what we saw a couple of years ago?
Yeah, that's the plan. Again, like you said, he was playing with one arm the whole season, and you know, he's got that club off now, and it's a lot easier to play with two hands than it is one, because it's a lot of big men you got to line up against. And D'Nico is really tough, and he kind of, you know, he's kind of the guy that that shows how tough we really are on this defense. He's hard working, showing up every day, and I think that. You know, he's only going to continue to get better.
What you saw in minicamp from Garyon, when he finally gets out here, what do you expect from him? What do you want to see most from him when you put him on the field?
First you want to get him on the field, and then just see him run. I think in minicamp we were all very happy. Everyone who saw him move and catch and coach and learn, very happy with his length and his speed and his ability to jump in and play on the outside and play on the inside and the way he really digested all the work. And we like what we see. Now football is sometimes you're available, sometimes you're not, and we have to really the classroom side of it. There's more than just being on the field. There's a lot of classroom work he has to work on and learn that he's really able to catch up on.
The whole situation inside linebacker with a lot of guys that, you know, don't have a ton of in-game NFL experience. Does that excite you as a coach that you know, that's the position you play?
Right.
You really get to get your hands in there?
I tell you, that's what we do. You know, we love coaching, and I've been around a lot of really good football players, and they all start somewhere. They all are rookies at some point. They all don't have any experience at some point, and that's when you get a chance to put your hands on them, coach them, teach them, and really help them through the developmental process. So, you know, the great ones all start somewhere. They just don't show up great. You know, you have to put your hands on them and really teach them, take your time with them, and I think that what we have, we're very, very happy with.
Carl was saying back in June that he felt more explosive with his knee now that he was a full year beyond it, and he was going to play more aggressive. Is that showing up to you on practice tape and the way he goes about it?
Yeah, I think if you watch him, you see Carl making checks. He's disguising. He's blitzing. He's covering. He's hitting. I saw a couple times he used his shoulder today, put his body on people. He's explosive. Everything you saw early in his career and the reason why he's here, he's got all of that. And I think he's really eager to really get this thing going, because I think anytime you come off those injuries, your legs and your body, you know, don't really react how you expect them to, and you have to really work with it. But he's on top of his game.
Do you think of the NFL and the top of the game here, but you got those underdogs, and they were like Rashard or Cows or whatever. What do you think of when you think of an underdog making it in the NFL? Just how special that must be?
Well, you know, we just coach them. We coach them all, and we learn them all, and we learn how they learn. And I think that that's the great thing about this game. You put the pads on, you never know what you're going to get. You get guys who play harder, play tougher, enjoy the pads as opposed to not being in the pads, and it comes down to being available every day, and then all of a sudden we get into a game, you know, the game experience. So there's so many ways to evaluate, so much information that they give you, and if you're good, if you can play, you know, we want you on our team. We like good football players.
Players typically make that big jump in their development from year one to year two. What has Cowser shown in that regard in terms of the strides you've seen from him?
Well, again, it's still early. You know, this is like day three, so it's still a lot of football, a lot of film to watch. But you know, Cowser's one of the guys. I mean, he's definitely in there. He competes. He's tough. He's smart. He shows up every day. He loves ball. You know, he's constantly asking questions. You can never give him enough football. Can never give him enough diagrams and defenses. He wants to learn. He's really hungry.
What warrants crime that deserves an up down?
Well, you know, sometimes it's any type of mistake. I mean, it could be anything. Jump off sides, not getting the line correctly. It could be anything. It's at your discretion. It's if you don't like it, hey, you're going to get up and down about it. So it can be anything.
What do you think about the fact that you, the GM, and the head coach all played inside linebacker in the NFL, yet there is still uncertainty at that position?
Well, you know, my job is to coach them. So at my job at this point is just to bring them to me, and I'll coach them. You know, I've coached, you know, Clay Matthews as a walk-on at USC. You know, Bobby Wagner was a second-round pick. K.J. Wright was a fourth-round pick. So it doesn't matter, you know, the uncertainty. It doesn't matter what age or what round they've been picked. Just give me someone who loves ball, who's hungry, who has the right stuff. And we coach the heck out of them.
You don't really see guys as underdogs, then, really, do you?
No, just love coaching them. Just bring them. We'll coach them.